I think after being recognized as a LaSalle scholar, one thing that changed within me is like, I want to participate more in the community. I felt like I owe it to LaSalle. I want to be there as much as I can in terms of club activities or even volunteering opportunities or even in terms of research. At first, I was this clueless person who didn't know what to do with engineering. But now after being recognized as a LaSalle scholar, I want to participate in more and more activities to figure it out on my own, as well as like being able to contribute something to the community.
I'm Shannon Fernando, and you're listening to This is LaSalle, a podcast all about amplifying the voices of incredible change makers across the LaSalle community. Today, we have a special episode all about the LaSalle Scholars, a group of students who are shaping the future through academic excellence, creative thinking, and community leadership. As a LaSalle scholar myself, I'm joined by two of my fellow scholars who have embraced the LaSalle experience, Kiet Lee and Fatima Roshni.
All right, let's kick off this episode with an introduction. We're all 2022 LaSalle scholarship recipients, and I'm Shannon Fernando, a fourth-year atmospheric science student. Now, I'm excited to know more about each of you. Please go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. This is Fatima Islam Roshni. I'm a third-year mechanical engineering student at LaSalle. I also used to be the community engagement director at LaSalle Engineering Society for the last year. And currently, I'm in co-op for 12 months as the CB bulk manufacturing support for Sanofi.
I'm Kiet Lee. I'm a third-year computer engineering student at LaSalle School of Engineering. The past year, I was the VP of communications with LaSalle Engineering Society. Right now, I'm on a 12-month co-op at AMD as a platform integration and validation co-op.
Very, very cool. Thank you both for introducing yourselves and for joining me today. So I'm going to start off this episode really quickly. Now, personally, my way of coming into LaSalle was quite a different one. I joined in my second year. I was initially in physics, and then I moved into atmospheric science in my second year. So I'm generally eager to hear about your unique journeys in selecting your respective majors.
For me, I think I'm an international student, by the way. So yeah, yay. And for me, I think I knew that I have to go to something related with science because I liked physics and math. In the first year, I didn't know what I want to do. I just knew that it has to be with engineering. But then I realized, okay, mechanical engineering sounds kind of safe and like it has a lot to do with physics and maths. So I was like, yeah, mechanical engineering is quite diverse. I think I'll be good at it. And let me just go with it for first. And if I enjoy it, maybe I'll just continue with it. And yeah, I think I have loved it ever since. Yeah, it has given me sleepless nights. But again, it is interesting for me. So that's how like the journey has been going on for me.
For me, I've been a very techie kid for the longest time. Literally since as far as I can remember, I was always into computers and tech. I remember in like sixth grade, my dream was literally just to build a computer. I didn't have the money because that's how being a kid is, and not being in a rich family, I didn't have the funds. But I knew it was always my dream to go into something related to technology. And I think at a very young age, I was like, computer engineering is probably it. Just to do something with computers, to create something with technology, I think computer engineering was really the only choice for me. And that's what I'm doing, computer engineering at LaSalle.
Yeah, I think it's so cool how, although we're all of us are LaSalle scholars, it's interesting how we're in different disciplines, but also the way that we came to LaSalle was a little bit different too. So what made you guys want to choose LaSalle as the place to study?
For me, I think LaSalle seemed like the place where I could be myself properly. Like out of all the schools that I was applying before like choosing LaSalle to be the one, I noticed that LaSalle is a place that actually would let me be myself. Like if I wanted to, I could like get GPA to like 4.0 if I could. Like they're not just focused on studies. They let you do research if you want to do. They let you do co-op if you want to do. Or even if you don't do it, that's completely fine as well. Like you just are doing your thing in your own way. So for me, that was something that really clicked to me because like I didn't want to be like forced by this institution that, oh, you have to do co-op, oh, you have to do participate in the research or anything. So for me, that just made me choose LaSalle out of all the schools. So yeah.
I love that answer. I also do agree that LaSalle gives you a lot of freedom with a lot of things that you're able to do. But for me, I think I grew up in this area this is my neighborhood, this is my home. And I felt like Lausanne is just a part of that home. And that's a large reason why I joined here, because it's just, why would I go anywhere else?
Yeah, the experience has been amazing. And I feel like now that I'm going into my fourth year, I still think back of like what it felt like to be a new student. I mean, personally, it's a massive school. So anyone that's listening that's a York University student or wanted to come to York University, it is a pretty big school. So it can be a little bit daunting on how large the size is. But I promise eventually you'll figure your way around it. So for both of you, what was it like coming to Lausanne as a new student? Was there any challenges or exciting moments during your transition?
The transition that I faced was like I did 1.5 years of online classes. And then it was in person from February 2022. So at first, it being online, I think it was still a transition because like from school to like university and that to in Canada. So yeah, at first it was quite daunting. It was weird not being able to make friends properly. But then also like as soon as you start doing the classes, everybody is like going through the same thing. So you start doing group sessions, even if it's online. And then once the in-person classes start, it was a bit difficult to like get to know the person behind the screen. But then once you get to know them, or once you start participating in the clubs or anything, once even if you figure out how to go to the building without getting lost, like things just start working out. And it does have a bit of challenges to go with, but then at some point you'll realize that, oh my God, I've overcome those challenges and it's fun, it's exciting to be on campus. So yeah.
I think we both went into, started uni at Lausanne online. Sometimes I would dwell on it and think it was kind of unfortunate that I didn't get the same first year experience as everyone else got. But I think it's also fortunate that, or at least interesting thought, that I got to start university in a once in a lifetime experience. Challenging, but also unique at least.
Yeah, there's so many challenges. Like we've gone through different types of school within the same school. So Fatima, I actually want to ask you really quick where you're from. So you mentioned that you're an international student, and I want to know exactly where are you from?
So I'm from Bangladesh, which is a country in South Asia, if people don't know about it. I think it has like a 10-hour time difference compared to Canada.
So what was it like moving here as an international student?
I think even though a lot of people see that, oh my God, there's going to be so many international students over there, you're going to find a community of your own. Don't worry about it. But it's still pretty scary to be here all by myself. And I've heard that from every other international student here as well, that even though a lot of people say that it's going to get easier, it does take time to make it easier. And I think as an international student, it's also time management is a bit of an issue here. And I realized that with engineering courses and having like a personal life and everything going on, it was definitely, like I say, mental health takes a toll on you because like you want to be close with your family, especially during your hard times, but then also you cannot be because you're here making a life for yourself. So definitely the challenges are always there. And I like to believe that every day literally starts with a challenge. Like you'll always have something to deal with. But then also you gotta love the challenges because if you don't, it's gonna get bad for you. So try to overcome the challenges, try to feel happy about it. And honestly, try to make friends as much as you can because it's them that actually makes you feel like you have a family kind of here, and they just make life get easier, honestly.
I couldn't agree more. I'm not an international student personally, but I find that I moved here into campus in the year of 2019, but I was away from my family and it can be a little bit isolating, I feel like, at times. But some of my favorite moments and memories are from my third year when I met my group of friends that I still currently hang out with. And at the Bergeron, being here late at night, just laughing and giggling and still getting work done somehow. I don't know how we did, but we still got work done. So could you both share some of your favorite memories or experiences during your time at Lausanne so far?
I think some of my favorite memories were just having those late nights with my friends and those late night study sessions and those group sessions and class projects, or even like hackathons. I did plenty of those with a bunch of my friends, and those moments were really fun and enlightening. And I really implore people to please go out there and join those hackathons and make those experiences and build that part of their toolbox. But also other parts that I really liked at my time at LaSalle is really just seeing people's, my friends and those that I know have success, more specifically in like the co-op side of things. Failing a lot is okay, but just persevering through it to actually see the success is probably the best things I've seen while at LaSalle.
Actually, I want to ask, like, what, can you tell us about the specific hackathon that you were involved
in? I'd say there's a few, but YC is one of them, York Engineering Competition. I remember in first year, my team did junior design, and that's a really good team building exercise because we spent 90% of the time just deciding what to do, which is which was a fun experience, and we somehow came third place, so I'm proud about that. And another one we did, I think it was YU Hacks. And I think we also got third place in that one. So it was a fun experience. I definitely implore everyone to go out and have as many of those experiences as possible. I know it's really hard because it's usually on the weekends and a lot of people have weekend jobs, especially me. I have a weekend job, so I have to call off work to in order to do that type of thing. And also you have a lot of projects and tests and assignments to do. But if you can try to block off that time or at least like plan ahead of time in order to participate in those, I highly encourage it.
Yeah, I think I agree with Kate, whatever he has said, that it's the ordinary days and the nights you spend with your friends that actually helps you make the favorite memories of yours. So definitely the late night lab sessions, which I think, I mean, in those moments you would hate it, but then you realize that how much fun it was. So obviously the group sessions, that the literally the 5 minutes before the exams when you're stressing out, but also like making jokes with your friends about how you're going to fail, but then, yeah, you don't end up failing. So yeah, those are like very ordinary yet very favorite memories of mine. I think one great experience that I had was like participating in competition with like Schulich students. I think it was called Together 2021 competition. I participated like twice. And it was quite amazing because I got to work with like students from India as well as the Schulich students. And we were working towards projects. And it's a like 7-day long competition. And it gets very tiring, obviously, because you're competing constantly for 7 days. But then it's very interesting because you're meeting so many new people from so many different backgrounds and you're working at odd hours. But still, like, you see the drive in everybody's eyes and like minds. So it's quite interesting. And I was the only engineering student in that group. So being able to like put in my engineering thoughts in that group was quite amazing for me. So yeah, that's one of my favorite memories as well.
Switching topics here, at the start of the episode and a few times in between, I mentioned that the three of us are LaSalle scholars. So if any of our listeners are not familiar with a LaSalle scholarship, it's a prestigious scholarship awarded to students who demonstrate academic excellence, creative thinking, and community leadership. Personally, when I applied for this in 2022, during the summer, I was at the Weather Network and it was an amazing experience to do an internship. I'm still working with them now, but I decided to apply for the scholarship because I thought, you know what, like, it's not going to hurt to apply for something. Maybe I'll get it. I didn't think I would, but I mean, I'm glad I did. But what made you both want to apply for the scholarship?
So this was not the first time I applied for this scholarship. I applied in 2022. I wasn't really in that zone that, oh, I might get that. I was like, yeah, it seems like a good opportunity. Why don't I apply for it? And since international tuition fees are quite a lot, so I was like, yeah, if I get it, my dad is going to have a field day. So I was like, yeah, let me just apply for it. So keep an eye for those every time. So I think his words stuck in my brain and I was like, yeah, this seems like a good opportunity. Let me apply again. So that's how I applied for the LaSalle scholarship.
Yeah, for me, I think the reason why I really wanted this award because I just saw a bunch of my friends winning the award. So that inspired me to really push myself to like improve my grades, contribute more to the community and all that other good stuff. And I also applied after my first year and I didn't get it also, just like Fatima. So for a lot of people, they might also be trying. I wouldn't say give up. I would say keep trying. I know a lot of people who also try to get the award and I would always say just apply.
I would say like it is quite an experience for me personally, like the process of going through interviews, it was a little bit different. I guess I felt like I was applying for a job. Maybe you guys can relate too.
Yeah, basically is because you have to be a representation of LaSalle and obviously you have to be the best of LaSalle. So they want to make sure that you are one of the best of LaSalle. And I guess that interview process is a part of that.
What was the process like for applying for the scholarship?
I think you upload videos of you giving the answers to the questions at first. And then after some time, you get an email saying that you're going to get selected for the interview, and you do it with four other very excellent candidates as well. And it's like a roundabout interview. Everybody is giving their inputs into the questions. So it is definitely a bit thrilling. Even if you don't get selected, even if you go to the interview part, it's still like an achievement, I'll say, because you got selected out of the 100 students. So even if you do it, it's still an achievement in front of my eyes. So I was like, yeah, the fact that I even get to do the interviews, that's a good thing in itself. So it is a bit scary, but then I think it's a very acknowledging scholarship. So you do have to compete with the best to get it. But then once you get it, you'll know how great it feels to be able to be recognized as a LaSalle scholar.
100%. One thing maybe you guys can agree, but I feel like throughout the years, I've always had imposter syndrome. I feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. And I feel like receiving the LaSalle scholarship, I remember when I received it and I read the emails, like reading it over and over again, because I was like, there's no way that I got it, right? So I think it's just amazing because it's finally like all the hard work that we put in has been not only noticed, but awarded. So I just want to know, like, how did you guys feel the moment you found out that you got the LaSalle scholarship?
I got an email at like 4 p.m. and it said that, oh, congratulations, you got the LaSalle scholarship. I didn't believe it was true. So I was like, oh, wow. I called my dad. I think he was sleeping. It was like 3 or 2 a.m. in the morning. I tried to give him the good news at first. He didn't even like respond. He was like, okay, good night. Okay, so I couldn't even process it well. I was like, did I really get the scholarship? I emailed I don't remember who sent me that email. So I replied to her saying that, is it confirmed? Like, did I actually get it? And is it like, I was so nervous and I don't know. I wasn't expecting it. So I was really happy with it. And it does feel very overwhelming, especially because I tried before and I didn't get it. So I think one good thing that I learned about from this experience that keep on applying for it. You might get it anytime soon. And yeah, you're going to have like 5 minutes of like shock, but then you're going to feel very pretty happy about it. So yeah.
Yeah, I was walking down like a hallway and was checking my phone. And then I see an email and it says like LaSalle scholarship or something. I thought it was going to be a rejection email too. I opened it and I just saw C attached. And I was like, oh darn, it's going to be one of those emails where they don't want to say it in the email. So they have an attachment to reject me. And I open it and it's like, congratulations. And then I drop to my knee. I'm like, oh my God. And then I immediately call my dad. I'm like, oh my God, dad. And then, yeah, it was one of those moments in my life. I remember it.
That is so cute. Cause like, I think I did the same thing of like, I think I was actually in the sandbox when I read it and I started bawling my eyes. My friends are like, wow, what happened? Like, did someone die? And I'm like, no, I got the scholarship. And like, I felt really weird telling people at the moment. Cause I was like, if I say it, it might not be true and I might be dreaming. So actually talking about dreaming, in March of 2023, we even got to meet Pierre and Julie LaSalle, which are the amazing donors from the LaSalle Family Foundation. We got to talk to them and it felt so weird to be part of a LaSalle school and then meeting the man that the school is named after. It was unreal being able to speak to both of them. So what was it like for you guys for being able to speak to them?
I think it was quite amazing to get to have a conversation with Pierre and Julia. And they are so like nice to have a conversation with. So I could see that like they were not just there as donors and just as guest speakers and like having a normal, very formal conversation. They were having a one-to-one conversation with everyone. And other, like the LaSalle scholars also, I could see how they were expressing gratitude to them and how they were acknowledging that gratitude and also like showing that, oh no, yep, like we don't deserve that applause. It's you guys, because it's you guys who had managed to get that scholarship. It's your achievements. We are nothing like that. So it was really, I'd say, humbling of them to be there with us and like have a normal conversation. So it was quite amazing.
It was actually quite nice because they're very encouraging and very, I think they really wanted the best for us. And that reflects in obviously how much investment they put into our engineering school and how much additional money they put into these scholarships. So I think it really reflects what they value. So I'm just trying to live up to that. Live up to this scholarship. Because even now, I think Shannon was talking about like imposter syndrome. probably still feeling that. So I think for me, it's just the process of just trying to prove them right and show that I indeed am a LaSalle scholar.
Yeah, I can agree with both of you. Like, they were so down to earth and so kind to talk to. And after talking to both of them, it was a weird experience of, like, as you said, Kit, I always had, like, imposter syndrome, as I said earlier. And to have them have so much faith in me and to be so proud of me. I remember going home afterwards and bawling my eyes out. My mom was like, what's happening? And I'm like, I can't believe Pierre LaSalle is, like, proud of me. I can't even imagine that. So, of course, being known as a LaSalle scholar is an amazing achievement for all of us. And I can't even hold back and say, like, how much it means to me. But personally, I find that receiving the award has allowed me to have more confidence in myself to be like, hey, like, what you're doing in life right now is good. And I always want, as Kit said, to do more and to help the community more. So I just want to know for both of you, how has receiving this award aged your future endeavors?
I think after being recognized as a LaSalle scholar, one thing that changed within me is, like, I want to participate more in the community. I felt like I owe it to LaSalle. I want to be there as much as I can in terms of club activities or even volunteering opportunities or even in terms of research. At first, I was this clueless person who didn't know what to do with engineering. But now, after being recognized as a LaSalle scholar, I want to participate in more and more activities to figure it out on my own, as well as, like, being able to contribute something to the community. And I think that is definitely helping me, because being recognized as a LaSalle scholar, as well as, like, being able to contribute to the community, it helps you even, like, in job interviews. Because after being recognized as one, I was applying for co-ops this summer. And this thing is on my resume, so obviously. So people were asking me questions about it, and I could give them answers. And I could see, like, they're impressed with it because they know how great it is to have that title and how difficult it is to have that title. So I feel like I have become more hardworking.
Yeah, similarly to Fatima, I feel like I have slightly more pressure to represent the school, because obviously as a LaSalle scholar, you kind of have just naturally more, maybe not, I don't want to say publicity, but if they go on your LinkedIn and see you're a LaSalle scholar, you have to, like, reflect it, right? So even just, like, walking around work or your co-ops, you have to reflect that as, you have to bring your best to everything. And also, if we're talking about, like, how it aids in my endeavors, financially, it definitely does aid a lot. I don't come from a rich family, far from it, very much working class. So just financially, just that is just takes so much pressure off of my family's shoulders and helps me focus more on actually improving myself and the community and the world. And yeah, so for example, like, if I'm at work, I had a part-time job, I can just not have as much pressure to work as much and focus on school, or maybe even, like, do, like, more hackathons, which I have done, and also to also spend more of my time contributing to clubs like the LaSalle Engineering Society, which Fatima was with me. So yeah, I would say also I really do want to invest more of my time once I'm back at school actually doing those things.
Sounds amazing. So sadly we're running out of time, and I would love to continue this conversation, but I want to end it on a little bit of some advice notes. So I'll start, and then I would love to hear your advice for students that want to become a LaSalle scholar. And one advice I always give to first year students, second year students, or even people who are in their fourth year like myself: go at your own pace. Someone else's success does not mind your own. For example, even the three of us, your stories don't have to sound like us. You don't have to be in the same program as us. But make yourself proud. Do what makes you happy.
Yeah, definitely. I do agree with everything you've said. Shannon, just be there in the community. Enjoy yourself. Participate in clubs and activities that you actually genuinely like. Do well in your studies. Do whatever you feel like, either research or co-op or even both. And keep on applying for the scholarships, and you would never even know how you'll get one, and it would just help you. Even if you don't get one, that doesn't mean you are anything less than a LaSalle scholar.
If you want to become a LaSalle scholar, I would say there's no such thing as bare minimum. There's no such thing as minimum. You always have to aim to try your best in everything. At least that's how it was for me. your standards have to be extremely high for yourself, not just for winning this award, but just in your life in general. So everything you do has to be like 100%. You just have to try your absolute best. That's the bare minimum. I know I said there's no bare minimum, but the bare minimum is your best. And also just try to expand everything that you do. You can't just be one of the people that goes to school, studies, and goes home. You might have to invest more of your time doing other things and contributing to the community, and also obviously doing other entrepreneurial things. So really, the description of the Lausanne Scholarship Award is what you should be aiming for at the very minimum.
Thank you so much both for joining us. Amazing conversation.
Thank you for having us.
That was an amazing conversation with my fellow Lausanne scholars. The journey of a scholar is one of resilience, growth, and unwavering commitment to make a difference. Thank you all for joining us. And until next time, this is Lausanne.